already.
Good afternoon, everybody. I call this Thursday, December 9th, 2021, meeting of the Akron, of AMAT's Technical Advisory Committee to order. Mr. Baker, do we have a quorum?
It's been 2 years.
I saw chairman on a mic.
Yes, we do. We do have a quorum.
Thank you. Moving to minutes, the minutes of September 16th, 2021. Attachment 2A. I will entertain a motion.
Bowling move to approve.
Tomasi, second.
Thank you. I have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Hearing none, motion passes. Moving on to staff reports. Financial progress report, attachment 3A. Mr. Baker.
All right, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Attachment 3A shows that through October, we've expended about 26% of our budget. And with that, I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Greenstein, motion to approve.
Second, Bashir Rittman.
Thank you both. I have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Hearing none, motion passes. Moving on to the technical progress report, Mr. Baker.
All right, thank you. So I believe since we last saw you in September, it's actually been quite a while, we were discussing the infrastructure bill and the possibility of an infrastructure bill being approved. That bill has been approved and signed by the president. There's good news and bad news in it. Some of the bad news is that while it is a $1 trillion bill, the AMAT's STBG amount, and STBG amount nationally, is only increasing about 4% per year. The CMAQ funding is only increasing 2% per year. And the AMAT's TASA funds, though, are getting what we believe to be somewhere between a 20 and 30% bump. So TASA funds are the bicycle and pedestrian funds. AMATs will also see a slight increase in our planning dollars, which, as you know, when we get into January, we'll be passing our draft work program, and that's where we do ask our communities for a match of the local planning dollars, so we could see potentially dues increase a little bit. The biggest thing to take away, or what we've been taking away from this bill so far, of what we can glean from it, is that there is over $15 billion in competitive nationwide grants that, you know, in a lot of cases didn't exist before. So if you think about Tiger, Infra, RAISE, those grants are available. And AMATS is going to be working to figure out how we can be competitive in that new arena. So it was pretty clear that in the crafting of this bill, the federal representatives didn't feel the need to just give formula funds, especially for the highway side. Instead, they wanted to be able to, I think, pick and choose some projects. So I think from our perspective, it's a little disappointing. I will say transit is seeing a bump in their formula funds, to think roughly around 30% in their formula funds, which is like their 5307 that they can use for capital purchases. But overall, when we hear $1 trillion, I think our expectations, you know, before we saw the final bill, were a little bit higher. But that also means we as an agency, and you'll see that when we, in January, when we propose, you know, the amounts of over-programming that we'll do for our projects, you know, we think that it's probably wise to over-program to help get projects in the pipeline for some of these competitive grants that we are expecting to be starting to be available as soon as January. So that's really the biggest thing on the timeline, or on the, you know, I guess we won't have to talk about this for five more years, but the reality is that I think there's still a lot of advocating to be done on behalf of metropolitan planning organizations and on behalf of regions, because I think, unfortunately, it makes it harder for us to develop projects when, you know, if you want a $15 million job and we only have, you know, $6 million max to give, and then the rest is going to be, you know, worked at people trying to apply for all these new types of funds and grants, it makes it more difficult to deliver projects in a certain time frame because there's a lot more of unknown. And so that's something that we're going to have to deal with. I think we're going to be thinking of strategies to deal with that. and look forward to your help, but also we want to make sure we get our piece of the pie on these competitive grants. So we want to be aggressive and want our membership to be aggressive as well. So with that, I'd be happy to answer any questions, but I will conclude my... Oh, I'm sorry. There's also, as Carrie just reminded me, our membership for your communities, you'll be getting email notices of are there any changes to those membership forms in terms of who's the, you know, who's the main person, who's the alternate, etc. Those will all be being sent out most likely. We send them direct to the mayor's, Carrie, or do you usually send them?
Lately, I've been going full shot. I've been having to send them out to everybody. If you're a member, if you're an alternate, you're getting an email. So hopefully you remind your bosses to send everything in.
Yeah. So hopefully there, you know, for many of us, there won't be too many changes this year. So, but with that, yeah, if there are any questions, please let me know.
Any questions for Curtis at this point? Hearing none, we'll move on to the AMET Federal Funds Report, Attachment 3C. Mr. Poulette.
Okay, thank you. I wish I had some, you know, some more good news to add to the new infrastructure bill, but Curtis covered it well, and it's just not going to increase our STBG or CMAQ much, but we'll do what the best we can. A couple of things I wanted to bring to your attention. We are nearly halfway through fiscal year 22, and we have not sold a lot of projects so far. We have, there's 24 projects remaining in fiscal year 22 left to sell. 11 in the third quarter and 13 in the fourth quarter. And I will have to confess, out of the 13 in the fourth quarter, 8 of those are new resurfacing projects that we just recently added. But the bottom line is, time really goes fast, and before you know it, the third quarter will be over, and then before you know it, the fourth quarter will be over, and we have a long ways to go yet. So if you have any issues with any of your projects, please let us know so we can help expedite those. And the only other thing I wanted to touch on was I'd like to thank all the sponsors that submitted applications recently for our last round of funding. We received 66 applications requesting a total of $78.6 million. Unfortunately, we only have 30 or so to hand out, so it's a tough process, but we score them and rate them, and we'll talk more about those later in this meeting. That's all I have. If there's any questions.
Any questions for Dave? Hearing none. Mr. Baker, I see no old business.
There is none.
Okay. Moving on to new business. Attachment 5A, the Draft Surface Transportation Block Grant Program, Resurfacing and Transportation Alternative Set-Aside PASA Program, Project Application Scoring Review. Mr. Baker.
Actually, Dave, are you going to start off with that, correct?
I thought I was doing it, but are we both doing it? I'll tell you what, I'll do the STBG and resurfacing, and you can do the task.
Sounds good.
Because that's more or less who graded the papers.
Yep. No.
The results of the new project scoring is included in your packet. This is attachment 5A. This is not CMAQ. This is the STBG resurfacing, which is a subdivision of STBG and TASA. As mentioned previously, we always have a lot more requests than we do funding, and I do want to. So what I wanted to do, what we want to do at this meeting, is just simply we want to give you a summary of the projects that we've received and the scoring, and we want you to take those and review them. If you have any issues, please see us, and We are not going to ask you to actually approve the new projects at this meeting. We'll give you time to look everything over, and then we'll come back to you in January and ask for a final approval. And then after the approval process, some of them may be, of course, they have to be pitted and everything, but as needed, we'll add some to this TIP. Many of them will be actually added to the next TIP, and we'll work them in as needed. But the I think the thing that we want to try to make sure we do is over-program enough so we leave no money on the table. Sometimes, especially with larger projects, you know, they're scheduled for a certain year, but then, you know, they slip. So just briefly, a summary of the STBG projects. We received applications for 16 projects. STBG is our most, I guess, our most versatile funding tool that we have. These are your larger projects, and these, the STBG funding can be used for almost any type of improvement program. But we had a total of $47.8 million requested. We had roughly $14 million available, and the average request was around $3 million. And those are all listed in your table one. And then the resurfacing program is table two. This also uses STDG funds, but it's only to be used for resurfacing. We had 33 projects submitted for a total of $20.5 million. We had about $14 million available, and the average request was around $621,000. So that is table two in your handout. And once again, we're not going to ask you to approve these projects today. We just want you to take them, look them over. If you have any issues, please see us, and then we'll actually have a resolution in a formal acceptance at our January meeting. And at this point, I'd like to turn it over to Curtis. He will talk to you about the TASA project.
Yeah, thank you, Dave. And then just to follow up with Dave, too, this is the first round of funding where we did have the PDIP, the Project Delivery Incentive Program. So you might see some projects, I believe, in STBG where we're actually showing over the max of $6 million to $6,100,000 as part of the Project Delivery Incentive. That would only be received if the project is able to be completed in 4 years. Pretty much almost all applications did request to be a part of that pilot program. And so obviously there's no penalty if it's not made, but that's us trying to encourage, especially on the resurfacing side, the ability for these projects to be delivered in a timely fashion, especially in 2 years as we look to our program years in 2024. But yes, on to the TASA program. The TASA projects do fund sidewalks and bike infrastructure. Overall, we received 13 projects for a total of about $10.2 million requested. AMATS currently gets about $1 million a year in TASA programming. Like I said, we are expecting that to go up as soon as this year, depending on what we see our final numbers when it comes to the set-aside. Of the 13 projects, again, they are ranked, tried to rank them as consistently as possible. Most trails are ranked with a high level of use. Sidewalks are ranked based on the amount of density and things around them. And again, you know, we are looking for comments on this if anyone sees an issue. We have received a few comments from members of the public regarding a couple of trails. It's actually, I believe, included in the mail out for the policy committee for the public for the public participation. It's attached to the CIC minutes that we received last time. But the hope is that we'll be able to go further down the list than we anticipated because of what we anticipate to be an increase of funds. So, Dave, anything else to add?
No, I think that's it.
All right, as Dave said, we'll be looking for these committees to approve these projects in January. As part of that also, the PDIP program will take effect with that approval. So the shotgun is fired, and we have 2 years to deliver those projects for the extra 10% of local share. So,
Curtis, I'm throwing a motion request.
No, we don't.
Okay.
All right, please take a look and get any comments to Dave or Curtis as you see fit. Moving on to resolutions. Resolution 2021-16, attachment 6A. Mr. Poulet.
Okay, thank you. This resolution approves the new CMAC project. Of course, most of you know that the CMAC program is statewide now. We've received the applications. And then we score them. We try to calculate emission reductions. And then we submit our projects to Columbus, and they're aggregated with projects from the other eight major MPOs that receive CMAQ funding. The statewide committee received 52 new projects with a total worth over $140 million. We received 7 projects from our area. The first project is State Route 303 and State Route 14 in Streetsboro. Now, there's actually two intersections where State Route 303 and 14 intersect. This is the east intersection. Metro, RTA, and PARTA will be receiving new buses. Arlington Road and Green, they requested funding for 2 roundabouts. This is a section of Arlington Road that is south of 619. Darrell Road, which is State Route 91, and Kent Road, which is State Route 59 in Stowe, requested funding for signal improvements, and Hudson requested money for signal improvements in their downtown area. So those are the 7 projects that AMATS received funding for. If there's any questions, I'd be glad to answer them. Statewide subcommittee and the AMATS staff does recommend approval.
All right, any questions for Mr. Poulet? If not, I'll entertain a motion.
Bowling, move to approve.
Moore, second.
Thank you. I have a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, same sign. Hearing none, motion passes. Moving to Resolution 2021-17, Attachment 6B. Mr. Poulet.
Okay, thank you. This is the time of year that AMATS and ODOT, we have our project review meetings, and we go into a phase called lockdown. It's an ODOT thing called lockdown, and that is locking projects in the next fiscal year. That is part of the reason for this lengthy amendment. It is Amendment 14, and it revises 14 projects as described in the amendment. I'm just going to briefly go over these. There's 4 projects that just need schedule revisions. Ravenna Road Bridge in Portage County, Eastern Road in the city of Norton, Freedom Trail in Talmadge, Stowe, and Kent, and then Freedom Trail Phase 4 in the city of Akron. Those are the 4 that need scheduling revisions. There are 3 projects that need funding revisions. Those are the Summit County, or the Cuyahoga Valley National Park pedestrian bridge and trail in Boston Township, the Portage Trail extension in Cuyahoga Falls, and Steele's Corners Road in Cuyahoga Falls. Now, the two Cuyahoga Falls projects, the amount of the funding is not changing, but what we're doing is we're swapping out STBG funding for CRSA funding, the grant that we received from the coronavirus fund. So we are just we're not changing the values, we're just swapping out types of funding. And then two projects where the scope is being changed, those are Cleveland, there's two Cleveland Maslin roads in Copley Township. There's two Cleveland Maslin road projects. We want to combine those for economies of scale. And then Wooster Road and Robinson Avenue. There's a couple there's a project in Barberton where we combined a couple and now we have to split them apart. So it's rather hard to explain, but it's for right-of-way reasons. And then we want to add four more new projects. We want to add Monroe Falls resurfacing, Ohio Avenue in Rittman, Rubber City Heritage Trail in City of Akron, and once again, Wooster Road and State Street in Barberton. So it's a rather lengthy amendment, and like I said, the main reason for this is there were a lot of changes due to lockdowns, and a lot of changes came out of our last project review meeting, and we just want to make sure that we get all this in the state STIP before January. So if there's any questions, I'd be glad to answer them.
Any questions for Mr. Boulay? Hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
We the motion for resolution 2021-17.
Hunt, Barberton, second.
Thank you. I have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Hearing none, motion passes. Moving on to other business. 2022 officer nominations. I have been told to call on Mr. Bob Finney.
Has decided to move Brad Costco to the chair and then Larry Jenkins as the vice chair.
I see motion requested.
Motion requested, yep.
Okay.
Would you like to make that motion?
I'll make motion except Brad and Larry.
I'll second. Chair Ritten.
Thank you. I have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, same sign. Hearing none, motion passes.
And I do know they both were unable to attend today, so they do apologize. It was sort of unfortunate timing. Let's hope that it's not an ominous sign of the future, but they both will be here. They better be here in January.
Curtis, just for clarification, they're serving a two-year.
Well, you know, so the bylaws, basically we do look at renominating every year, but the tradition has been set that we'll do 2 years, you know, but the bylaws only require one. So
There was a discussion at subcommittee about that.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And so far, like we've said, as I know, and John, you feel free to speak to this, but, you know, I think 2 years, it does help us kind of get into the swing of things, and especially while you kind of got started at a bad time with the pandemic, I think it's been really helpful for us to have that kind of consistent relationship for the last 2 years.
I would agree. I think not only experience and, you know, interactions at the meetings, but the tech tip mm-hmm. conversations and all of those, you don't have as many in a year as you do over a two-year period, and I certainly have found them to be interesting and useful in my experience. So I would agree that 2 years is reasonable and makes sense.
Yeah. We do have another item on the agenda, which is called the award to chair.
Oh, geez.
And I think, you know, John has just been a huge asset to AMATS, I think, the last 2 years. As you guys all know, you know, starting Zoom meetings in 2020 and asking someone to chair that, John went through tests with us of making sure that Zoom worked and all those things, you know, just making sure we had all those things set up so that we could have meetings when things were really rough. So, you know, we want to just extend as staff an appreciation to John for the work that he's done and I think really held a steady ship during a lot of interesting, challenging times. So if we could give John a round of applause, and I will hand him this.
Thank you very much. It's been absolutely my pleasure. I appreciate the opportunity and look forward to remaining involved moving forward.
Yeah. Excellent.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely.
I appreciate it. There is a reminder, the ITS survey meeting immediately following this meeting.
Yep. And we are locking the doors so nobody can leave. So,
I will entertain a motion to adjourn. Our next meeting is Thursday, January 20th, 2022 at 1:30. Is it in this facility?
That is the plan.
Okay.
We are reserved.
Motion to adjourn.
Thank you. And a second?
Bowling
sure.
Second.
Yes. All right. All in favor say aye.
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 We are adjourned. Thank you so
Thank
much.
You. Have a happy holidays, everyone.
Okay. Wait,